Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch. So the show that we're going to be discussing today is What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. So a little bit about the show is that it's a series that revolves around the narcissistic Lee Yong-jun, who is played by PSJ Park Seo-joon. And he's the vice president of a company that is run by his family. He's very self-absorbed and thinks very highly of himself, so much that he barely acknowledges the people around him. Lee Yong-jun has a capable and patient secretary who's known as Kim Mi-so, and she is very diligent. She's worked by him and remained by his side for 9 years without any romantic involvement. However, Mi-so now wants to set her life into focus and wants to resign from her job because she wants to figure out who she is as a person, because from the earliest memory of herself, she's just been working the job. And it's hilarious because there are a lot of different stupid misunderstandings that come about. And after 9 years of their strictly workplace relationship, it develops into something more. So that's a little bit about the show. There is a lot more depth to the show. There is not only like comedy, but also there's a very thick plot line to the show. So that is something that you can expect from the show. And now going to what made us watch the show. So what made you watch the show, Mehak?
Okay, so Neha basically told my mom to watch it. So I actually watched some bits of it with my mom. But after like 2-3 months after that, I finally like saw some IG reels and I was like, I need to watch it. So I watched the entire series like that time, and it was, obviously you'll get to know.
So for me, so I have this friend who's like really into K-drama, and she got me into K-drama actually. And this was the second show I watched. The first show I watched was Crash Landing on You. And then to keep up the hype and, you know, the pace of that show, I watched this and I really liked it. And also it was really funny and very like similar but also kind of different from Crash Landing on You. That's why I watched it. And let me just like put it out there now, I've watched like almost 100 K-dramas and I have watched Secretary Kim like 3-4 times.
The first
2 times I've watched it completely, and the third and the fourth time I just watched like the parts I like.
Oh, by the way, my dad also likes it, so like the guys who are hearing this right now, you should also watch it.
Like any age, I think this is a good show, pan age. Even my grandmom's sister watched this K-drama because I recommended it to her and she liked it. And my dad's sister also watched it and she liked it. So basically like a lot of family members of ours have also liked it. So it's a pan age show. So we'll talk about what stood out to us. So Mehak, what stood out to you?
So far this is like the best romantic K-dramas that I've ever seen. Like it comes in the first, like on top. Okay, so I've loved each and every bit of this amazing tale and enjoyed the perfection and enjoyed the perfection with which the actors portrayed the specific roles. This is a cute, feel-good, light, funny rom-com. The leads have their chemistry bang on and they are funny, emotional, yet super hot as a couple. Park Seo-joon delivers another simply amazing performance as an adorable narcissist. Park Min-young is the hardworking, smart secretary who can simply nail anything with a beautiful smile. The support cast is fun and there is a good storyline with adequate suspense that will keep you guessing till the end. The cinematography is breathtaking, from the lavish house to the main lead to the beautiful office. No one looks better than the three-piece suit than Park Seo-joon, and no one looks prettier in formal skirts than Park Min-young. I've always wondered what was the hype around this drama, and I totally get it now. Like, this is amazing drama and anybody can watch it actually. So what about you, Neha?
So the entire cast, as Mehak mentioned, is wonderful. I don't think I would have laughed this much watching a K-drama. Of course, like, coming from something as good as Crash Landing on You, this show just kept up the pace and got me more into K-drama. Park Soo Joon is one of my favorite actors, and I have watched a lot of shows, and he is still one of my favorite actors. And I love Park Min Young because she's really, really cute. And they worked very well together on this drama. Even if you see, like, the behind the scenes, their, like, chemistry is so cute and their friendship is adorable. So I really liked them together, and I actually really wanted them to, you know, end up together. But anyway, so this is something to watch if you want to see the standard CEO falls in love with the girl drama. Personally, like, I kind of do enjoy sentimental stuff and cheesy stuff, but this is, like, perfect because it's a mix of romance, comedy, suspense, melodrama. It's all wrapped up in this lovely package known as What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. And every plot point was well considered, and all of the characters were very well portrayed. However, the show storyline was a little predictable towards the end.
Obviously.
Like, I knew what was going to happen, and that only happened, but it didn't stop me from watching the show. It's like I predicted it, but I still wanted to watch it. It didn't make me lose my interest, so that's what I liked about it. This is the only, like, drawback of the show, is that you will know what's going to happen. It's
correct.
Quite predictable. And let's talk about our favorite scenes, which are going to be comic scenes, I think, because the show has too many funny scenes.
Okay, so Neha, you go first.
Okay. So basically, from the first episode itself, there are a lot of funny scenes. And there is this party in the first episode where all of the girls are, you know, trying for Park Soo Joon because he's a CEO and he has this aura around him. And he's walking towards the group of girls. So they get damn excited. But then and all the girls, like, start betting about who he's going to come to, but he passes all of the girls only to go and look at himself in the mirror.
Oh my god.
And he's just checking himself out, and that literally, like, shows how much of a narcissist he is. But also, that scene is extremely funny because all the girls, like, their faces drop, and it's just hilarious. And there is this one scene where Kim Bi-soo, who is, like, basically participating in some event that they have for all of the colleagues and all the employees, sorry. So all of the employees are, like, participating, and Kim Bi-soo,
the CEO, doesn't really show up in, like, monthly, like,
yeah, he doesn't usually come for this stuff, but he's come for it. And Kim Bi-soo has been paired with this new intern guy, and everybody in the office kind of, like, has a crush on the intern guy. So basically, he's, like, hot according to them, not according to me, whatever,
no,
according to
really.
Them. And yeah, so they've been paired, and Park Soo Joon just, like, looks at them with anger, and, like, he crushes his water bottle in his hand.
Oh my god,
it's
so
really
funny.
His jealousy, his acting, I feel like his expressions are just, like, over the place.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, not over the place in a bad way, like, with the kind of diversity he has. And also, there's this thing where throughout the show, he goes and he's like, my aura, and there's, like, a little, like, shining light behind his head when he does it.
Oh.
And it's like, okay, if I had to compare this to anything Indian, then I would say when Shah Rukh Khan does that pose with his hands out, that is the Indian equivalent to Park Soo Joon's aura. And yeah, so that, and there is this, okay, finally I'll talk about one more scene because I really love this show. There are a lot of good scenes, but there's this one scene where Kim Bi-soo is not feeling really good, so he takes her out and all. And so basically what he does is that he shows her that, you know, everything's gonna be okay, and, like, he's just distracting her. And while doing so, he like, tells her to pose, and he's taking pictures of her, and he's, like, getting to weird angles to taking pictures of her. And it's so cute. I really love this show, man. Clearly. So many good scenes.
You watched it three times.
Four times.
Okay, now I'll talk about my favorite scene. So basically, I like all the office romance scenes. So there's this one scene where he, like, you know, tries to kiss her. So basically, he has a fear of intimacy, okay? So you'll get to know more about, like, the fear and all in the show. So basically, they're in the office, like, in his cabin. So they're both like, you know, in the moment, and you know, he swoops in for a kiss, and he, even Miso is ready for it, but he can't.
Like, she's all puckered up and pouting her lips and all.
So, and he tries to go forward, they're almost close, but then he pushes her, and the push, she's on the chair, so she pushes
and
the chair.
Episode ends like that.
Yeah, and they, like, yeah, so that was really funny. And there's another scene where actually they get caught in the office, right? Like, so basically what the guy does is, like, he shuts the curtains. Okay, so, like...
Oh, yeah, so basically Kimmy, so at this point, like, the other secretary who's supposed to replace Kimmy, so she knows that Park Seo Joon is dating Kimmy, so and she's told not to tell anybody else, but she's standing with the rest of the employees and hearing rumors about them together and, like, fully blatantly ignoring it and, like, covering it up. And in this much time only, she turns, like, they turn towards, like, the office just to see if they can go in or not, and the curtains are open.
They see that they're hugging each other and whatever, and then the guy
immediately sees, Park Seo Joon notices this, and he shuts the shutter so fast.
Oh my god,
just gets so awkward about it, and then Kimmy so confronts them, but whatever, like, that scene's also extremely funny.
Yeah, and then there's one more scene when Govi Nam is trying to hide on the table. So basically what happens is, like, he is, like, very poor, right? Like,
he's not poor, but he, like, doesn't,
he's
like
saving
to spend
money.
Yeah,
he's, like, keeping a bank accounts for his future, and he wants to grow up and marry someone.
Yeah, he always, like, saves the money. So instead of living in a regular house, he stays on a rooftop
where he doesn't really have to pay a lot of rent and
all. Because it's not really a house.
Suddenly, like, an employee, like, I think an employee starts living, like, in the same building.
Yeah,
right?
The girl that likes him.
Yeah.
She starts living in the same building as him.
So she invites everybody for housewarming drinks and all.
And then they say, let's go to the rooftop. Because rooftop is, like, free for everybody to access.
So they are all sitting on the table. So and he's under the table, okay?
Yeah, he's hiding under the table because he didn't want anybody to know that he lives there.
Yeah, and then, like, all of them, like, shift to another spot because another spot was better. So they're moving the table and he's literally under the table. But I think nobody noticed.
No, he's under the table and he's, like, lying down in a pose. And the moment
and he's not even wearing, like, proper clothes. He's wearing,
like very home clothes. And he wears the same thing every day.
Yeah.
So when they push away the tables, he's just lying down in a pose, and then he's like, surprise. And everybody's like, what the hell,
how did you know? Yeah, so that was, like, a really funny scene. Now moving on, what's next for the main leads? So Neha, you go.
So PSJ, my baby boy, is coming in a movie called Concrete Utopia in 2021. It's loosely adapted from part 2 of the webcomic called Happy Boy, and it's a thriller, drama, sci-fi kind of a movie. Another movie he's coming in is called Dream. By the way, this is the one that features IU in it, like, IU is the main lead, and it is a comic drama. Also, it is related to sports. So basically, it talks about a story of a team of people trying out for the Homeless World Cups, which is an annual international soccer event. And as for the future, he's going to come in a show called Hard Creature. It's going to be 16 episodes and it's a thriller drama. It's going to be talking about the survival and human dignity. It tells stories of the youth who have lived through a time when sovereignty and human rights were taken away from them, and they had to put their lives on the line just to achieve basic happiness. So that's about it. What about Park Min Young Mehak?
So after making an appearance in What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, she came in a drama in 2019 called Her Private Life, which is again like a office workspace rom-com. And in 2020, she came in a drama called When the Weather is Fine, where she was also the main lead. Now in 2022, she's coming in a drama called Meteorological Agency People, The Cruelty of Office Romance. Which is another drama that will talk about the love life of the people who work at the Korean Meteorological Administration, the Korea's National Weather Forecast Service. And another drama that is TBA is Braveness of the Ming. And for the TV series, so she runs Bust It. So Bust in season 3, 2021, she's the main host. And Bust in season 2, she was also the regular member. That both of them were in 2021. And in 2019, Bust in season 2 was also there, where she was again the main host. So that's all for Park Min Young.
Yeah. And let's talk about how we felt after watching the show. I personally loved it. I don't think I could emphasize more on how much I liked it. It's a show
It's so heartwarming. It's just like the perfect mixture of comedy, romance.
Yeah. I think the only thing maybe that they could have done is like drag the suspense or make it a little unpredictable. That was the only thing where we were like, ugh.
But I think it works. Like most of the rom-coms are predictable that the guy is going to end up with the girl.
Not that. The background story I'm talking about. But yeah, why not? I mean, I still liked it overall. And I feel like it's a light-hearted comedy, but also it has a thick plot line, so you don't really have to put in any brain into it. You can just enjoy it. And I think we would give it a 9 or 10.
Yeah, 9.5 would work. Like it's very nice. Like
9.5 actually. Yeah, 9.5.
Yes.
And similar shows
can be
Airs.
Because Private Life. And she was pretty.
Yeah, because her private life has Park Min Young, and She Was Pretty has Park Soo Joon, and both of these shows are again office dramas. I've watched both of them. And Inheritors has Lee Min Ho, but again it's like a feel good light heart comedy. So that's about it. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social
at K-Drama Station on Instagram. We are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.